Well, howdy guys. Now, here's something that's very, very usual. It's femmons protesting. As you know, nothing's right for them. And they always protest about their issues. Nobody else's, always theirs. And let's face it, femmons have a lot of issues. Just being a femmon is one. Apparently these are nurses who have to share a changing room with, I guess, a burly guy. Well, he's not really burly, is he? But I guess he's a trans or something. And of course it says, safe spaces for femmons. Meanwhile, the femmons have encroached on all the male safe spaces. Poor guy can't even go to the gym without a gym tot being in his face. And of course we know that men aren't allowed, actually, just male spaces anymore. Femmons obviously are. You don't see them standing outside a court place and protesting, how come femmons only get half the jail sentence males get? And you don't see them protesting above manhole covers or anything like that, saying femmons should be more represented in the sewage system, or more femmons on the back of garbage trucks. No, no, they cherry pick what they protest about, and it's always about them, and only them. They're not interested in improving everybody's life, just theirs. Now, of course, I don't agree with trans being in femmon sports, because trans are biological males. And males usually are far better at sports than femmons are. And the femmons will lose against the trans, which will make them appear weak and silly. But let's face it, they don't need a trans to look silly. They do that all themselves. So I'm going to change the sign here and make it more common sense and what it should be. There you go. You never see femmons protesting about this, will you? Safe spaces for men. Yes, let's please. But of course, this protest is very different for these femmons. They got their tops on. And of course, by looking at them, they may not have had a very decent set anyway. And I truly believe that femmons are so unaware, they don't believe that men know that femmons cherry-pick their protests. And femmon teachers who have sex with their students, even their underage ones, should be treated the same way as the males are treated in the same situation, by the media and the law courts. They don't protest about that either. And you don't see them protesting that males should be able to criticise femmons and shame them the same way femmons shame and criticise males. Nope, with femmons, it's all about a one-way street. It's all about their issues. All about just them. But unfortunately, these femmons are actually protesting about male spaces, which is good. But when a femmon sees this, they're going to get really cheesed off, aren't they? But then again, of course, most of them are cheesed off already anyway. Never mind, guys. We still have our hunting and our fishing. At least at the moment. Take it easy.